On to question five. So this question is inspired by some comments that our esteemed player in Los Angeles, CM, made. We don't play this game in a vacuum. Our tasks and the game itself is embedded in the real world, and it affects real people, including non-players. The question is, when you're taking it to the limit, how far is too far? Are there tasks that shouldn't be completed? Are there tasks that shouldn't be approved? Are there things that you would not do for the game? And we're going to turn that over, first of all, to Senator Aardvark.
Oh, boy. This is a difficult question. There are certainly things that I wouldn't do, and I think there are things that people logically, within the bounds of good taste, should not do during tasking. However, I think interacting with non-players in all sorts of manners is one of the greatest aspects of SF-Zero. And if it gets you some strange looks or cold shoulders or even, you know, getting yelled at by a security guard, all of which have happened to me in the course of my tasking, I don't think it's something to shy away from.
Sorry, had to fish for the unmute there. Thank you, Senator Aardvark. Babe, do you have any response?
Yeah. actually, I don't really understand this question because I haven't seen a lot of completion so far where I thought that people were unrespectful or mean with interacting with other persons. So I have the feeling that people in SF-Zero quite handle this very good anyway. And concerning the tasks, I mean, there are tasks that shouldn't be approved, but most of the times they don't get approved anyway. So I don't really see that much of a problem here.
Okay, yeah? Thank you. And Senator Lincoln, you've made something of a name for yourself, taking things to the limit. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't think there's anything I wouldn't do. I don't think there's any task I would not try to complete and try to complete it as taking it to the limit as possible. And I can't imagine anything that I would do that would harm or harass or be unethical to non-SF-Zero players. There's only one task that I'm afraid to do. And not afraid is probably not the right word, but I'm apprehensive about. And luckily it hasn't been approved yet, but I'm thinking of just level zeroing it to, you know, scare myself to death.
What is it?
It's called Luke Reinhardt at Heart. And it's a little bit hardcore. It would literally change my life and my relationship with everybody I know. And that would be weird. That's all.
Well, I, for one, would certainly be interested in seeing that completion. I should say, by way of disclosure, that I've talked with Senator Lincoln about this in the past, and he recommended the book on which that task is based, which was certainly an interesting read. Senator Spider, what do you think? Is it possible to go too far?
I do. I think that so far we've been fortunate in that the people of SF-Zero have not gone too far, and that they've been very good and respectful in their tasking. I think that there's a phrase that said at the beginning of most games of Journey to the End of the Night, that this is a game that takes place in the real world, and as such, it does not provide you immunity or exception from the laws of the real world, whether those are physical laws or governmental laws. And I think that something similar is true here, that while this is a game, and certain things are more acceptable in a game than they would be in other places, that playing SF-Zero certainly doesn't provide you immunity from the same ethical concerns that you would have in the rest of your lives. And so I think that, at least in my opinion, that line comes somewhere around causing someone actual harm, that I think it's okay and it's sometimes even necessary to make people uncomfortable or to conform. Something that's the only way to give them something new, a new experience, a new awareness, but that I do believe that something that would be considered actual harm, whether that's physical or mental harm, is a boundary that I think would be going to.
Okay, thank you, Senator Spider. Let's see, let me just figure out where we are here. So moving on to one of the senators who's made a bit of a name for himself by taking things to the limit. Senator Poon, what do you think? How far is too far?
Well, I think it is. I'm a psycho. Well, I have a teleprompter.
I should say it seems a bit unfair that none of the other senators have been given teleprompters, but nonetheless, we'll go with it here. Anything else you'd like to say, Senator Poon?
I'm going to strangle his mothers.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to Senator Lotek, what do you think?
I'm a little conflicted about that one. I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask about that. There's certain... I don't know. I used to do some things just for fun, sometimes for tasking, sometimes not for tasking. I'm less willing to do. Like, I don't know if I'm willing to like stand on top of a bus stop these days anymore, remove bolts to access the electrical system, or... I don't know. I'm a little conflicted about that one. I think it's made for some good times, but... also a little bit of property damage to the city.
Well, it's a rare and beautiful thing to find a politician who's willing to admit that he doesn't know the answer. That's refreshing. I've always maintained that if it weren't ethical, it wouldn't burn. Senator Pixie, what do you think?
Well, I have personal limits. I'm not sure if I should impose limits on other people. I obviously think that actually harming another person, at least like physically and or emotionally, is a bad plan. I think that some tasks can be taken to mean that or interpreted to mean that, and I think that people should avoid interpreting tasks that way. But then again, I'm kind of a humanitarian crisis person. I think that, you know, tasking should be used to help the people of the city or the people of your community in general and the people on the site, except for revenge tasking. I highly support revenge tasking. I personally have found out things about myself from taking tasks to limits that I didn't know were possible. And I think that it's a really rewarding and awesome experience. So I think that taking tasks to the limit as much as you can is definitely a good thing, as long as it's not harming anyone else and as long as you don't die. I'm talking to you, Lincoln.
Yeah, here.
Okay, thank you. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals. Anyone who would like to respond to previous comments? Dark Aardvark?
No comment.
Babe?
I'm good.
Lincoln?
Actually, the ethical part of this and... because nobody's done anything unethical that I find unethical yet. And I would say that we kind of police ourselves. And I'm going to use the analogy of why I love the movies and the series of Jackass and why I hate Borat. And it's because Jackass, they make fun of themselves, whereas Borat pokes fun at people who aren't in on the joke. And we do the Jackass kind of thing here, where the joke is always on us. And we never, you know... fuck with other people, and I'm in favor of that so far. And I think we police ourselves is what I'm trying to say.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Senator Spider?
No further comment.
And Senator Poon, I believe you had something you wanted to say.
That went down like a non-sexist.
Okay. Low tech?
I'm good.
Pixie?
I've said everything.
Okay,